Audio levels, yeah, cool. Hey guys, it's 6:30. I'm in the Fibercamp studios, as per usual, has been for the last year, as I've been sort of building this up and making changes and working within the boundaries of what finances and resources we've had. And we had a big push when we had the Seedups money, and we started to clean things up and buy additional hardware and go for this match funding, which the match funding didn't really. Always have a feeling that it was going to go somewhere. Also, in that time, I've been battling with what's going to happen with the art project. Is the art going to happen? I emailed Mike today, and he's as anxious as me. He sent me a whole email about the chief executives of the department, and that looks still positive. I'm not. I feel more positive about that than the match funding. I thought the match funding would be a bit of a test of the system in terms of getting hold of that money. Obviously, my circumstances are very odd in that I'm sort of crashing in somebody's spare room, which I feel like I've overstayed my welcome on that score. But and having no mobile phone, no fixed address, it was always sort of like, and no business bank account, it was always very sort of like, how are you going to get to those things? Anyway, what it's made me realise over the last couple of weeks is, although I knew what passion and determination and focus to get something done looked like, I didn't know what the next step looked like. That is getting to where I wanted to be. And this week's been interesting because I've gone from considering turning the studio into a social enterprise and then turning it into a fully fledged limited company. And the latter was based on a conversation I had last night, which I'm not going to go into too much detail until I know more. But, you know, a radical upgrade to the studio could be possible. And it got me thinking about a lot of the projects that I'm working on, a lot of the things that I have passion for, you know, the people and the connections and the networks that I love what they're doing. And it just does make me think about my ethical core. You know, things are starting to get easier. Things are starting to get easier with money. And I don't ever want to lose this hunger for that drive, you know. I don't want to lose that drive. I don't want to lose any of that. So I'm very aware of it, which has been interesting to sort of compartmentalize. And I've started to think that the last year was a bit of a test or a bit of a reboot. To make me reflect more often, to make me pause instead of being so impulsive. I still have my impulsiveness, and it does drive a lot of my decisions, but I'm noticing that I'm sort of creating opportunities that might not necessarily present themselves. It has caused problems in that a lot of people, especially a lot of feedback that I've been having about authenticity and the fact that lots of projects are running at once, not sure what you do. And it got me thinking, well, do I need to define it? Is it up to me to define what the studio space is, what it does? When I define it, does it then just become a studio? Or is it really about the idea of the space, the idea of bringing people together, making them alert, making them feel a bit of discomfort? Getting people to talk to people that they wouldn't normally talk to, making content cheaper and sell it and do it quicker than a competitor. I don't do or consider competition. I don't enjoy the idea that I'm taking a job away from somebody else, doing it cheaper. What I do enjoy is optimizing my time and your time. Your life is precious, my life is precious. Get the most of it out with the people you love. That's the whole point of building something with solid foundations. I'm glad I've got this out. I've been wanting to get a little audio booth just sorted and done. And I do miss desperately making audio and video content every day and going off and doing projects on the ground, interviewing people who just inspire and have got big hearts. That's it for the minute. I think I'm going to go back to tidying the space up, some amazing news, you know, just around the corner. I can't wait to tell you all about it. Just to quickly run down my list, a whole bunch of stuff for the studio, loads of reviews are coming. I've just picked up a G4 tower today that was given to me for free, which is awesome. I can use it as a blogging machine. The VeriSign thing is huge, and I cannot wait to get started on that. So I'm blocking off half a day a week. I might even make that a full day a week. And I can't wait to tell you about my news with the studio. But I think it's because of the VeriSign thing coming off and working and being the first true regular retainer kind of work, and then having lots of other things happen after it. It's sort of compounded the excitement. I'm just not really, I can't get my head around it because my heart is saying, keep it all into context, you know, just keep the context of what's going on here. Don't let yourself run away with it. And also, you know, the support mechanism that I've built into myself to try and support other people doing stuff in the area. I don't know. It's overwhelming. It's amazing, but it is overwhelming. But doing little audio booths, getting those little things out of my mind, into your mind, get you thinking about it, thinking about my approach to it, is important. It's important that you understand that whatever transitions I take with the studio and what I'm doing it for the greater good for a project or for myself or for Ella. And I can't describe to you what it was like to go from having lots of regular income to nothing and losing a relationship that I dearly loved, and losing my house and being away from my daughter. But all I can tell you is that it was heartbreaking. And this feels solid. It feels like the right thing to do. It feels like the right approach to do it. And the mission is very much still about the art project. The art project is a signature social media piece about the last 5 years of what I've been doing, building up this new frontier of a job that doesn't really exist in true paper format. You know, there is no written code, universal code for what a social media is. And it's an overused word these days, but it is very much to me about being sociable with your media. I've always stuck by that. And I just hope that you understand that the art project is not just about me getting an ARC and being in it for a year and sort of not having to get rent and not having to get a house and all these kind of things. At first, when I came up with the project, it was quite selfishly that. But it's progressed into being a whole lot more, from having to live minimal with nothing to covering a bunch of different areas about interactions with my daughter and family members and money and what my job entails, and allowing me to create content from doing the project. It's perfect. Anyway, my battery's saying 20% low, so even my iPod's bored of me now, so I'm going to stop recording.